Street office.
Joined here by Ron Capps, our Funny Car winner this weekend. Ron is the defending Funny Car World Champion for NHRA. This is his first win of the season, his third win here at Houston, and his 51st career win overall.
Hi.
Hello. You have a flair for the dramatic. Tell me about the final.
Well, I don't. It's going to take a minute to kind of remember what happened and what order. I just know, you know, we knew we were up against a tough car, but we were a little off going into that round. I knew Tobler tuned it up a little bit. You know, I still think that run went down under power, so I think we're the only car that went down all eight runs this week at under power, which is a huge compliment to Ron Tobler, especially considering Friday first session, Saturday first session, and the humidity and the heat. But it got out there, and it started to spin the tires a little bit, and these things have so much fuel in it. You know, they are literally a bomb when they get that much fuel and start spinning the tires, and you got to make a decision. And you don't have time to put your hand on your chin and go, should I or shouldn't I? But I just stayed in the throttle, and I knew Robert was going to be next to us, and it exploded, and exploded big. The downside was I couldn't see the wind light and because of the fire, so I wasn't sure who won. So I brought it to a stop. It was a sportsman guy loading his car up off the track that finally gave me the thumbs up. Nobody in the safety safari, they were right on me. They're so good. Nobody knew who won. So once he gave me that thumbs up, that was celebration time.
You had a moment there. Raymond Beadle had a famous crash at the Gator Nationals in the early 80s. The car rolled over. He gets out and stands up, puts his arms up, and the place went nuts. You had a recreation of that moment of your own today.
He's one of my heroes, and he was big in this area. Obviously a Texan, and, you know, he was the epitome of the funny car, him and Snake and those guys. And, you know, that when you mentioned it's funny, because it's one of my favorite funny car moments. I mean, he flipped it over, rolled over, and then got up there and got a standing ovation. And I remember watching that as a kid, and I did not do that to be him. I was just so excited when I found out I won. You know, these things become so hard to win nowadays, and not that it wasn't a decade ago, but now, my gosh, you take things for granted, and I felt like we should have won three of those first races of the season, and I red-lit in Pomona, and I beat myself up. We should have won Phoenix, and finally we lost a close race. You want to get in that tracks or shootout and get a win early, and that takes a lot of pressure off, but NHRA Mellow Yellow Funny Car Division has got to be the most competitive thing in the world right now as far as motorsports. It's cutthroat, so it's big to get a win, and this track has been so good to me. I came here as a rookie in Top Fuel in 1995 and just fell in love with the place and the people, and it's just it was built as a super track, and it still holds its own, so it's a big win for us.
Is it the wildest win you've ever had?
It's pretty close. Now that you mention it, yeah. No, I think it is. Yeah, I've tried to think of, gosh, you know what? Yeah, that I can't wait to watch it again. I mean, it's, yeah, you know, it is. And it's, you know, we have such a contingent of Pennzoil people and USA Compression, another Texas-based company that's on our car. But the Napa Auto Care people that were here this weekend, I mean, 6,000 Napa stores around the world. And this is one of the biggest crowds we had from Napa, and we were in the lane. I looked up after the burnout, and I saw the right lane had the other auto parts up there, and I thought, oh my God, is this going to be a bad omen for me? So wind light came on. That's all that matters.
One last question before we let you go. Is it a different feeling to get your first win of the year as a defending champion than it was before you had your championship?
Listen, the championship was great, and my favorite part about winning the championship is the fact that we're going to these racetracks where I haven't seen these fans. You know, these fans have followed my 20-year career, some of them religiously, like they know me better than me, and they follow me on social media, and it's scary sometimes and how much people know about you. But these fans are so rabid, and we're so elated when we won the championship, but I haven't seen them because we won it at the end of the year. We haven't been back here. So every race we've gone to this year, it's like winning the championship all over again when I show up to the track every day, because you get people grabbing your arm and going, dude, I told you you were going to win it last year when you're here. And they truly believe that they had something to do with it. So this weekend was crazy how many people I had coming by and grabbing my arm saying, man, we've been pulling for you for 20 years to win a championship. And that, man, it's just, it gives you goosebumps. I mean, just, you got to stop. I get so engrossed with what I do, and sometimes people may say, man, he's not paying attention to his fans, but you get so involved with what you're doing, you forget that these people live and breathe what you're doing as a fan. So you have a bad day at the track, it's going to ruin their day. It's like playing golf. You know, I could have a great day, a great morning, go off to a golf course and have a bad first hole, and I want to go home and go to bed. You know, it's just... So for a fan to have a favorite driver go out and not do well, it's disheartening for a fan. And I know that as a football fan and everything else. So there's so many fans that when I walked out there that I recognized from last year and stuff. It's neat. It's going to be a fun year going to all these tracks. It's like winning it over every Friday morning. It's cool.